Hello everyone and welcome. As usual, we are going to dive right in, but we do have a very special guest with us. You probably remember her from previous episodes. No, but from a previous episode, but I will let her introduce herself. But it is the illustrious, gorgeous, phenomenal, creative, adaptable, hint, hint, wink, wink, businesswoman, entrepreneur, actor in her own time, cook, and so many things and more. So, yes, please give it up for AdaptGlow or my sister, Tierra. Yes.
Ooh. Yes, yes, yeah. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be in your company, and I'm so happy that we could do this in such a beautiful, serene place to really draw out the topic and to really get down to the ground and the root of these sensations. Now, my name is Tierra, and my brand, Being Adapt, here is a great way to really harbor that energy, is to really be out here and to really witness, this in real life, in real time. So while doing this, it's always a pleasure, no matter where we are. And I just love being here and like talking to you and being in your company. And every time you have me, it's a blessing.
Awesome.
So thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, girl.
I hope y'all liked my ASMR clapping nails.
Yes, and they're very spooky.
I love that.
So today's topic is going to be about sensual, our sensuality, how we perceive it, how we use it, what it is to us, and just diving deeper into that. Of course, I do have some questions that I'll be asking. Luckily, she's a little bit more prepared this time, but some questions she doesn't know about. And then we're, of course, just going to take it from there. But I do just want to start off with when do you feel your most sensual self?
When I feel my most sensual self, personally, would be when I'm somewhere warm, when I'm somewhere where I can be in multiple states of mind and still feel safe. Whether that be in someone's company, whether that be by myself, whether that be in complete nature isolation, or even while everyone's around and just putting myself in a place in my mind. Sensuality to me is really cultivating the feeling of peace and taking that peace to another step and to making that something that you can really embrace, like can really embrace you, which I feel like the sensation is, you know what I mean? Because I don't feel like you can be sensual quite without being safe, you know what I mean? And so
very true.
It's hand in hand, but most definitely a state of mind.
And it's very definitely some vulnerability to being sensual and allowing yourself to feel that. Thank you for sharing. And just to kind of touch on that, what you said of that being that I am letting it all down, I'm able to show you and fully embrace myself and allow you to see that, or just being alone. And like you said, warm. It is always like this inner glow feeling that comes out of being just a very sensual being. You're just like, ooh.
Yes.
It's amazing. It's just like this inner feeling. It's just like I can feel it internally. It's like toasty. And I love it.
It radiates so naturally,
yeah,
too.
It radiates.
Like, that's exactly the feeling. It's like the radiation of it. It's like sitting under a sun like we're doing right now and just naturally feeling the warmth from a source, and the source right now for us being the sun, but metaphorically when you find that peace, that source comes from your soul. And so that warmth, really, you can make that warmth anywhere. That's why people say like my home is where I'm at, you know what I mean? And that's really important. That's a big piece of it, is nurturing your soul so that that peace and that sensuality can really show to its like best ability and best capability.
Yeah, I like that.
So you can give the best sensual self to yourself.
Just turning that in. It's being a being that is, because I wrote it down, that is sharing emotion in a way that entices you without allowing you in. Because I feel like that is definitely the difference between sexuality and sensuality, is being sexual is inviting someone in and having that sexual experience, versus sensuality is enticing you, putting this allurement of my radiation, my inner beauty, my inner thought, inner creativity, and allowing you in on that, which you already touched on my next question, which is nice. How do you feel society has impacted you in how you express or share yourself sensually?
Well, you know, I feel like at first it's always like very pure growing up in society. When at a very young age, you don't realize that the norms are placed on certain things, stipulations about how you can control your emotions and how people can perceive those, or how you even show those in private, because a lot of people feel shamed for the things they do. But as a child, just shifting into a woman, it's kind of like you don't want to get the two confused, the sexuality and the sensuality, you know? So it's just a lot of, kind of like a lot of weight at first before you really allow yourself. Yeah. Before you allow yourself to be reborn into your own state of thinking, it's like the norm is feeling shamed for that, or feeling like if you're not hot, or you're not this, or you're not that, then you don't fall under the category of being able to find the sensuality in day-to-day activities or people, or just very simplistic things like the way that some people have really strong attachments to different topics or different shows or things that they're able to be sensual with because it feels deep. We look at that as like weird, or like a weird attraction, or or fetish or some shit like that, when really, you know, sensuality is just passionate. So I think for society, you know, it kind of discourages you to be passionate about the things that you would like to indulge in. But in reality, growing into the woman I have now, I realize that my sensuality can only increase my creativity and my bounds to love. And so for that, I will not ever limit that again. And I hope that people come more in terms with both their sexuality and their sensuality, because both need their own separate attention.
We're just gonna hold on to this wind. So the winds have died down a little bit, so we're fucking back in. And just to kind of touch on that for me and myself, it always, for me, it impacted me younger in such a negative way that I did take everything, any compliment, any words, good or bad, as wholeheartedly who I was and what that inner being was and how I was expressing myself to be. That no matter how I did decide to express myself, when I was feeling good, genuinely in love with the way I looked, the way I was looking at myself and how I was feeling, it was just, I allowed that to twist it. But now I'm taking that and I'm seeing and I'm focusing in on, if I'm going to share this and allow others to share with me, I'm going to be able to dictate how I do so. I'm able to dictate who I follow and who follows me. I'm able to dictate what I post. I'm able to allow myself to enjoy feeling that euphoria in my own body. I'm able to do that. So it did impact me, but now it's just like I could care less and then some. Wow, children. But and me personally, I feel like if you make someone's worth go down based on off of how they express themselves in a manner that you feel is not acceptable or deemed sexual by society, and you feel like I am less than a woman, less than a black woman, less than a creator, less than a artist, less than anything, and that I pushed us back or anything of that sort. Because I remember when the whole WAP thing came out, and I'm like, is everybody serious? Okay. If you feel like this is what's happening, what's pushed us back, then you never valued me in the first place. You never respected me in the first place. You never actually respected or cared about or understood what I was embodying and what I was saying and how I'm feeling or expressing myself.
Because you're taking it very one-dimensionally, very shallowly. Yes. And just taking that for identity. When in reality, people can be multiple things, multiple ways, very sexual and very sensual. And actually very prude. They can be a prude as well. So it's just
you feel me? It's just like you never know. Like, even today, like, I'm wearing an outfit, like, I have my swimsuit under, and it's kind of, like, revealing, and then, like, I had, like, a skirt and a shirt, and then at first, like, the skirt was a little bit low, and I'm like, okay, and then, you know, I looked good, I ain't gonna front, I feel like nice, but me, I'm just like, I feel like it was showing too much to the point where I'm like, I need to cover up a little bit more, I can still be sensual, sexual, like, my curves is gonna be there either way, okay? But it was just like, this is also being comfortable, or I want to say, understanding my own body and knowing what I feel confident in. that is, yeah, allowing it not to be so impactful. So beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. All right. Sorry, I'm just pulling up the next question. Okay, so you know me. If we ain't focused, we gotta get that done. We gotta get it. But I want to make sure, of course, we're doing everything. Yeah, in that way. But how do you express yourself sensually?
Give me 1 second.
Of course. I guess I'll go first this time. Mm-hmm. Me, how I express myself sensually. I guess to give it a little backstory while she's taking it. I use my sensuality to kind of deal with my rubber without a cause. You know, thing that I'm still kind of working on. It's, I have so much passion, love, and life and energy that I give into everything with that, to the point where it could have been misconstrued, and it was when I was younger, but now it gets to the point where I'm able to pinpoint it, and now I'm able to either, I love to dance, but not like dance in the mirror and I feel it, or I just close my eyes and I'm taken to that moment. Or honestly, I just listen to music and I make little daydream scenarios in my head. Mm-hmm. But honestly, being able to wear something or go out and post something, honestly, mm-hmm. and know that nobody can have it. Because I say so, that's me. It's just like, it's just having this control that's so dominating and I love it. I'm like, oh, take it. So that's how it is for me. Me being able to expressively use my body in a way that what I'm feeling is now being portrayed and somebody else can feel and understand that as well. Ooh. I love being able to do that.
So, wow, yes. That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, because I feel like that's so underrated, because a lot of the time, like you said, just with even have peeping eyes, it's like if those eyes are like so judgmental a lot of the time, and it's not hard to allow them to like really affect like how you view yourself. So like for me, centrally, I do believe that a lot of the time I used to be a people pleaser. I used to be a yes man. And that was only because such in a positive mindset, like such a the world can't hurt me mindset, that was like, why not say yes to everything, you know? That quickly changed as soon as I started realizing I was an empath, you feel me? Like very quickly, that was shut down. Like, yeah, it was like, you want to help this person out? Okay, well, you can help them, you can help this person, you can help this person, you can help this person, but who's helping you? And like, if not, can you even help you? You're giving all this help out, giving all this energy, you have leftovers for yourself, you know what I mean? So for me, sensuality is actually taking that time and really just like, even when I'm alone, you know what I mean, I really like to make the most out of that time, see if I can be a little detail oriented, because a lot of the time we can just allow ourselves to just get away with letting our days merge into each other, you know, but to really allow these days and times that we want to remember and really just really hold dear to our heart in the future, we've got to make them matter, you know, in the ways that are most comfortable with us. So for me, that can be setting up candles, that can also be sketching a little something, or that can be setting up something. I know for you, you like to rearrange your room, you know, I'm sure to some degree that's sensual to you.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? So little things like that, although it could be, you know, mistaken for unhealthy routine, sometimes routine sometimes can allow you to stay on a track of mind that keeps you motivated. Do you know what I mean? So for that, and then also for the image part of sensuality, it's really just like you said, just having the comfort and knowing that, hey, you know what, my worth, even my body in general, has such a different point of view that I respect it by than you do. And a lot of the time, people just come looking at you for a couple things, right? They want to see what your body type's like. They want to see if you're perfect or imperfect, because a lot of the time, I even see a divide between like people in the bigger community with like, but you don't even have any stretch marks. I don't care if you're like 200 pounds. Like, you have smooth skin. Like, so you're not this, you're not like, and it's just like, creating that divide is only going to allow us to pick apart things that make us so different. So for me, displaying my differences in a way that comes to no standard or has no ethical background or thing that I'm trying to upkeep really, yeah, makes me feel like a rebel too, because I'm like, well, I'm going to post this, and if I post this like, and someone doesn't like it, that's totally fine, because they can question me about it, but it is what it is. It's my style. It's not yours. Mm-hmm. And that's all that I need to know. That's all, the only comfort that I have is knowing that at least this one thing that I have in my world is me and my body and how I choose to govern that. Because, yeah.
It's always how you see me says a lot more about you than it does about me.
Exactly.
Because it's high key always going to be your perspective. It's always going to be what it looks like. It's seeing someone as always being sexual is something that you have to look internally on. Mm-hmm. And like, is it for you or how you perceive them personally on that? Because mm-hmm. I'm not doing it to be sexual. I'm not doing it to arouse anyone. Me, I look good. Mm-hmm. Or I'm feeling good. Or I'm feeling motivated. I got this passion. I love this. It may be provocative or provoking to your mind, but to me, I'm just expressing myself in a way that I'm feeling so in touch and in tune. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, why not share and be able to express that? That's why I feel like it's... Pause, we're taking a break. It's picking up again. It's so beautiful out there, like, trust me. Alrighty, but... Okay. yes, but being able to express ourselves sensually is very much, which honestly leads me to my next one, which is there a vulnerability to being sensual for anyone, and can anyone be sensual?
Yeah, in my opinion, everybody can be sensual. It's, it just comes in many different shapes and forms, and I think that we continue to place bounds and categorize things because it makes it easier to determine and distinguish. And it's a natural human thing. It's a natural thing for the mind to do. But as we go along, just realizing that nobody has the incapability to really press the bounds on what they're capable of and what makes them feel best as a person. A lot of the time, people accidentally stumble upon their passions, you know what I mean, and things like that that makes them so happy. So just really taking down the stipulation of what you should not do for your demographic, color, area, no matter where you are or how you're shaped or where you're from, things like that, just really melting that all into realizing that you have the power and control over your life. You can continue to be creative and find the ways that make you sensual, and that takes a lot of vulnerability, because you have to really decolonize your mind and able to even be open to possibilities of growing your sensuality. A lot of people feel like it's a waste of time because it doesn't make money for them, or it doesn't, you know, but your state of mind ultimately is something that you want to save above all, you know what I mean? Because when you're 80 and you can't work anymore and you can't make money, what are you going to be left with? Like, you're going to be left with your mind, and it's going to be something that you've either poured into for the last 80 years, or it's something that you're just now realizing is important, you know? And I'd rather get a jump start and to just allow everybody to know that we're all different, and sensuality comes in many different shapes and ways and forms, and to embrace them. I mean, and not to kink shame.
As long as there's consent, we're good.
right. You like licking frogs, my dude? Okay, that's fine. That turns you on like that. Okay, like, you found the sensuality in that, not me, but I'm not judging you.
Yes, I will agree with you on everybody can be sensual, but I think everybody confuses sensual with false sensuality. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like once you tap in and you realize what that is, like, I used to try to be like that false sensual person. I'm like, this don't feel comfortable on my face, my body don't feel right, I don't feel like this is right, I'm not using it right. It was just, it wasn't comfortable, it didn't gel with me. It was just like, this is not going, this isn't for me. So I feel like, yes, any and everyone can and has the capability of being sensual. It does come with being vulnerable, because in every aspect, being sensual is caressing yourself and allowing you to turn yourself on in a sense of allowing yourself to feel this euphoria, this understanding, this feeling of what's the word I'm looking for, this aromatic smell.
Ooh, y'all look that up.
Aromatic. Right, this aromatic feeling of nostalgia, that no matter where you are, no matter what it is, it'll take you there, and you have this understanding that it's deeply rooted in yourself. Mm-hmm. It's that vulnerability of, no matter what, I'm confident in what I'm saying and how I'm saying it and what I'm doing, and everyone else will either perceive it that way, and if they don't, that's an internally thing, because this is my most raw, internal, vulnerable self. Mm-hmm. And the way you're perceiving it, I cannot control that, because it's me personally. And that's, yeah, that's the sensuality and the vulnerable part of it. So anyone can be it. It's just realizing that being that raw, vulnerable self is that.
Yeah, and honestly, to add to that, I like to simply put it, I like to respect everybody's ways of going about things just because of this one thing. I realize that we're all the main characters of our own life. We're all the directors of our own lives. So, of course, you're looking at it from your perspective. You know what I mean? But you have to be able to be strong enough to respect your own perspective over one other's. Yes. Because they will not continue to... They're not going to stop seeing it from their way just to be like, okay, yeah, okay. Unless there's somebody who's considerate, you know what I mean? But a lot of the time when people are looking at you and they're expecting things of you, have expectations, it's not even expectations they consider themselves to have and uphold from themselves. So you really got to just take heed of like, okay, you are the main character of your life, and I understand you may have ways that you've grown up that allow you to think that I should act a certain way or should do this way, but you know what, in my life it was completely different, and I'm totally fine with leading by example just to show that it's okay to be different. And whether your mind changes or not, that's not my responsibility. You know, you gotta walk in your truth at all times, even when it's the hardest. You know that song, Can You Stand the Rain, right? On a perfect day, I know that I can count on you, but when the rain comes, can you handle a storm? And with that being said, you know what I mean? Just stability in character, stability in spirit. Like she said, just sensuality to me is also caressing your soul. You know, that's how you exemplify your soul being caressed, and just having just so much unconditional love is how you really get sensuality to its top peak. Out of your character. So.
I would define sensuality, because I want to just dive in, because I want to get to this next part, which is going to be, it's going to take a thing. But I would define sensuality as allowing yourself to allow others in without allowing them into you. So allowing them to into understanding you and why you may or may not do this, but not allowing them into you, where it affects you or it alters why you're doing this. Because for me, because I bring it to the point, is the reason why I got into it is and discovered my sensuality is that it helped me take back my body. It helped me take back my control over myself, realizing that I am in control of everything I do. I'm in control of how I dress. I'm in control of how I feel, of what I do and what I don't want to do, how I want others to feel and perceive me because of how I'm portraying myself. It allowed me to love myself on a more intimate level, deeply, because it was me. Oh, she's so kind. It was allowing me to feel and understand me. Not allowing someone to manipulate me and feel me and tell me what I need to feel. Right. Not me telling someone how I feel in this way and then be like, no, but what about this, or changing. It was me feeling myself on the most intimate, raw, understanding, vulnerable level, and me enjoying it. Mm-hmm. That was the most part. I enjoyed it, and I continue to enjoy it. I continue to discover it and just get lost in it, and it's so delicious. It's
so tasty.
Yes, so tasty. Mm-hmm. So,
chef's kiss.
I say all that to say that is the reason why I dive into it, is to take control over my body and allow me that when I do dance or I wear clothes or my titties or my ass is out or I'm saying like I like to suck dick and you know anything and that sort of like anything of me being sexual, like I'm letting you in, or me just, you know, shaving myself. I always say that you'll never understand anyone fully until they take a nice long bath and they actually just rub body, like lotion all over themselves. Yeah. They just take that time because they're looking at themselves. That is a true moment when you're like, I'm looking at myself. That's seeing every part. That's your rawest moment. So how did you get into your sensuality? Yeah.
Funny enough, that's actually the very first step that I took was who really opened the door to, like, me being open to sensuality was actually India Ari. I put myself in a bit of isolation for a little bit, and through listening to her music, I realized that I can be feminine as a Black woman and continue to be, you know, charismatic and soft and strong, and, you know, have these things about myself that allow, you know, that allow me to really express myself, the good parts, the bad parts, and the parts I just want to, my inner child to be loved on, you know. So, while listening to India Ari, that was a form of music that helped. And, otherwise, I did take the next step to, you know, lotioning myself in the mirror after I got in the shower. Sometimes I'd like to, you know, wash myself with a towel or wash myself with the, I forgot what people call them, but, like, then after that, loofah. And then after I wash myself really good, you know, I actually go back and wash myself with my hands completely, you know, just, allow my hands to really feel my body and to really just wash myself clean and know that I have the capability to do it, naturally as well, you know, just really acknowledging each part of my body, the parts that I don't really want to feel.
She gets betwixt the cheeks, y'all.
Nah, but for real, like, in the flaps and the floats and the creases and the crevices, like, you know, like that, and then getting out and doing the same thing with the lotion, you know, and just lotioning my body from head to toe, mm-hmm. and something raw and something that, you know, may hold a frequency or be really good for my skin. So, yeah. Other than that, it definitely has, the ways that I've started that has changed, or expressed my sensuality has changed, but that was the beginning for me. Mm-hmm. Definitely was music and just feeling and touching of my skin and my body and realizing that I am here and I'm present, like, each and every inch of me, even the parts that society doesn't quite like, or even the ones that I don't quite like. It's still here. It's still a part of me.
Yes. Sensuality is that. Exactly what you said. It's the acknowledgement of your body wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. Thank you. Snap, snap. And yes, you're on it today, man. Okay.
Damn.
So that does bring me to my next part. What music or artist or songs take you to those places? I know you got a few. I know a couple, but just why and or how. I mean, just name a few songs, shout them out. Yes.
Yeah, so I have, like, terrible memory, so I'm really finna, like, pull up my library, and I'm gonna know exactly when I see it.
If you play, like, 5 seconds of it, 5 to 10 seconds, I wouldn't get flagged.
Okay, cool. And she already knows, like, one of the first ones.
Mm-hmm.
Ari Lennox, okay, she, to me, embodies, like, this piece of feminism that really has no bounds. Like, it's really unconditional in the way that she chooses to express, like, her personality, and it's still sexy and it's still childish at the same time, and it's still, like, you know, she's getting to every aspect of her personality. So for her to make music as beautiful as she does, it's just also inspiring. So this is one called Pop. I'm just gonna play it a little bit, you know.
Smoking on this drought, you don't care. You don't judge me, you love me, that's why I keep you near.
Okay, let me stop it. If I pop this pussy for you tonight, will you promise, baby, won't you make a promise that I'm gonna be your wife? All right.
Hey.
Okay, so, like, I don't need a husband, but the point of that is to say, just even with the drums and, like, the frequency of the music that you listen to, very natural sounds. I love listening to music that I can hear each of the instruments. I don't even care if it's digitized, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. being in connection with those instruments really gets you in touch with your body. Mm-hmm. And her voice, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's like she's just calling, like, to your soul, like, and just realizing, like, if you're worthy, then, you know, you can have a peace. You can have a peace. And, like, that's really one of the things that makes me feel really sensual, just knowing, like you said, that I have the control over if I choose to share. But, like, if mm-hmm. you're worthy, it makes it even more sensual. You know what I mean? Because that level of respect is there. And that means that we can really get down and comfortable. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? So, yeah, nice. That's one song, and then you can share one.
Oh, well, for me, let me see. Hold on. So mine's is scenario. She's gonna helpfully pull it up for me. Helpfully, that was not a word. Pull it up. She's newly discovered for me because mine's was books. That's how I slowly started to discover my sensuality is from reading. But she's gonna play a little snippet of her. It's called Continuum. Yeah.
In the cover, y'all, if you get a chance, please listen to it. Y'all hear this? I know y'all do. Bear witness to my evolution.
Violent moans, untamed contusions. Skip to this part. Pull it up, yeah.
Anyway, it has lyrics, so you can put that.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm. So just
that's push crazy. On the lyrics. Sorry, she has an iPhone, I don't.
You can just touch on whichever one you want to play.
Oh, wow, hold on. Wow. That's crazy. I've never seen this before. Oh, here it is. Here. Oh, there you go. Is that? You say that I'm a sight to see. Oh.
No. I say that
you're a masterpiece. Anyways, her. I was sure it was one part, but yes, but just her voice, it's amazing, and it's just her just talking about her body just being this not even worldly thing. It's like, it's so, like you said, so worthy of like,
I'm a sight to see.
Hey! Yay!
That's more than something attainable, tangible. Yes. You know, you can't grab the world's prettiest sights. You know, you wish you could carry a sunset in your pocket. But instead, you value it every time that it comes up, every time that it presents itself to you. And I think that's very, very important.
I think I touched on everything. Okay, this is going to be the final question because sadly my phone is dying. But don't worry, it's going to be a whole lot more where this came from. But what do you love about sensuality as a whole? Like, as the word itself and for yourself.
What do I like about sensuality as a whole? And especially the word itself. Sensuality, just when you think about even the etymology of the word itself, you know, how it flows out of your mouth and just the fact that there's S's in it, you know what I mean? It's smooth. Sensuality so should be so smooth and just come so freely to you that it's really like... What do we call it? Fluid. That's how it feels. So sensuality in itself, just feeling like expressing that is just something. Ooh, I can't even find the words to just express it wholeheartedly. But yeah, no, really. But even the word itself, like just thinking of sensual, you know, sensual. It's using your senses and allowing them to really, I would say tapping in with your senses, you know, and seeing what ability they have to hold. Some people's are better listening. Some people are better with their smell. Some people are better with their sight. So it's just like which one really tapping into which one you really harbor in what your gift is and then how you can make that a sensual thing for you. Like some people love duck watching, things like that, because they can just see every little detail. You know, some people love baking because they can just smell and use their hands, and you know what I mean. And so for me, it's just really important to, I don't know, look at the very simple things and not try to put so much complexity to the little things, you know, making sure like, ooh, I want to have a really good night, so I'm gonna make sure I have 30 things set up. You know, sometimes it's just being alone and just really realizing, hey, like I can have two or three things that really cater to my personality and really make me feel the most me. And when you're doing that, I feel like you're literally closest to your highest self because you're running off of love frequency like so highly, you know. You can't have space for sensuality and anger and resentment and things like that, you know what I mean, and anxiety and fear. All of those literally have to be gone for sensuality and that to be present. So it takes a lot of courage, and once you realize that you're at a place where you can accept your sensuality, it's like a place of growth, and it almost feels like you can do anything.
Yes,
because you can create out of that. And that's even why putting sensuality to sexuality, you know, that's why people can have sex in like in different worlds and things like that, you know what I mean, because they connect on a level that takes their spirits Yeah, you know, and it takes their it takes their bodies to somewhere else. And so, you know, those connections are very rare, and being able to present that to yourself is even rarer, you know what I mean? Rare. So, finding ways for me personally to connect to that every single day. I just try to listen to my body, see what my body likes, and just really listen to my mind. Where my mind wanders, I respect it and I allow it to, and then I like to explore those, where it takes me, and see if that leads somewhere, to a new place or a new passion or something that really makes me feel the most me.
I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome, okay. Dan. I can ramble today.
It's a podcast. It's a very vulnerable thing. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Ooh, okay. Look at her. She dropping gems on us. Okay. But, yeah, I guess I can say the same thing about sensuality. That is what I love about it, is that it's always personal. It's personal. Mm-hmm. It's personable. It's for you, and it's always only for you. It's for you, like you said, your senses. It's you being able to adjust it, you being able to critique it, you being able to realize it, you being able to grow off of it. That's what I love about sensuality. It's not just one thing. It's not one definition when you Google it, because when you Google it, it's going to come up with that stupid definition of arousing someone to turn them on, and that is not it. That's not what sensuality is. It's so much more than that. It's being in touch with so much of yourself that you're able to allow others to be in touch with you, and they haven't touched you. That's what sensuality is. It's being able to just it's ever grow. It's literally nature. It's right. That it's being able to feel and experience that in any way, in any type of way,
at any time. You can feel sensual in the workplace, you know, when you get a 15-minute break, you know, and you just need to shut yourself out from everybody, the calls, whatever, you know, sitting in that one corner that, you know, nobody knows of, and just knowing that there's a break of silence, putting yourself in that state of mind, that's meditation, that's sensuality.
Happening with your most raw, vulnerable self, and giving you pleasure with it. That's what it is. That's the good part about it. It's tapping in. It's not, I have to work on my shadow self. This is the one thing that's so fun about your self journey. It's one of the fun things. It's because sensuality, how can I please myself? That's the one. Is healing your child. It's healing your child. You have to go through some trauma, some blockage, doing all this, talking those past relationships, going through something, and it won't be always the easiest to fun. This is literally, how can I have fun with myself? How am I enjoying myself? How am I pleasing myself? How am I giving myself pleasure on a daily basis and any moment and at any time? How am I confident with myself and what I'm doing and how I'm doing it? It's the fun part of your self journey, of your self discovery. It's because it's for you, your senses, you control it.
Yes.
But
yes.
But yeah, sensuality is being very vulnerable and open and in tune, and I love that. Any final words that you want to leave them with?
After this wind, hold on.
Okay, we'll pause it then.
The last thing I would probably just want to end with is just with anybody who is practicing trying to explore the sensuality and or their sexuality, just know there's a distinguishment between the two. Just know that also, you know, even if it's an idea you've never heard of that runs through your mind, explore that and see where that takes you. Because there are going to be a lot of people that are waiting to be encouraged to explore their sensuality in the same way. You know what I mean? And even if it's something that's just for you that nobody knows of, it's at least something that gives you pleasure enough to fuel your soul. You know what I mean? Sensuality touches a lot more than just your physical skin, like sexuality can. You know what I mean? So just really putting no limit and bound on the things that you like and could be interested in. Have no shame in that, because it'll allow you to really explore who you are and what gift you have to give to the world using your love and your sensuality.
Always with consent, and don't harm any others. Always remember that. Sad that we have to say it, and it's actually period. I can't say in this day and age, because it's always been like that. But I just want to send you guys off with a lot of prodding, a lot of touching, a lot of just growing and feeling and just enjoying yourself, genuinely understanding, enjoying yourself, why you enjoy yourself, what you like, changing it if need be, and doing that, because that's all that sensual. It's how can I give myself pleasure, and how am I pleasing myself? I love you all so much.
Yes, and I love you too.
And
thank
I
you so much for having me on here. Thank you.
Oh my god. And it's picking up. We're gonna pack in. But I love you guys, and I hope you guys love yourselves more. Talk to you later.